here's a story from The World.
The rising tension between the U.S. and China is playing out, among other places, at American colleges and universities. The Trump administration has taken aim at what's known as Confucius Institutes. These are Chinese-funded cultural and language programs set up on U.S. college campuses. Administrators find themselves caught in the middle. Some say academic freedom itself is at stake. The World's Roopa Shenoy reports.
Lots of countries have centers in the U.S. that promote their culture and language. But the Confucius Institutes China launched in 2004 are embedded within U.S. universities. The Chinese government provides funding and in some cases has a say in who the teachers are and what they teach.
It's been really difficult to have at our universities, at our schools here, the Chinese government basically represented on campus and forwarding, in many cases, direct propaganda.
Canadian Tibetan Laden Taitong directs the Tibet Action Institute. It's been helping students organize against Confucius Institutes for years. They say China uses the institutes to surveil Chinese dissidents and suppress discussion of topics China considers controversial, like Uyghurs, Taiwan, Tibet, and the Dalai Lama. They got the University of Massachusetts Boston to close its Confucius Institute in 2019.
I think since the Russian influence in the U.S., the last U.S. election, I think people understand more that foreign governments can actually influence hearts and minds in the United States and other countries in a way that can have meaningful and perhaps long-lasting and damaging results.
But even Taitong has been surprised by the recent dramatic escalation in the State Department's stance on Confucius Institutes.
It's almost head-spinning how quickly things are happening.
Last month, the State Department designated the Confucius Institute U.S. Center in D.C. a foreign mission, requiring it to report its activities and funding. Then last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo got this question from Fox News host Lou Dobbs.
At last count, there were 75 of the so-called Confucius Institutes in K-12 American colleges and university campuses. How many will there be by the end of this year?
I hope the answer is zero, Lou. I think that everyone's coming to see the risk associated with them and the recruitment of spies and collaborators inside of those institutions. I think these institutions can see that, and I'm hopeful we will get them all closed out before the end of this year.
It's not clear what power Pompeo has to make that happen. Edward McCord says the U.S. government has no evidence of undue Chinese influence on campuses. He's a professor emeritus at the George Washington University, and he helped set up their Confucius Institute.
The rationale for it is just all wrong, actually. They talked about them being propaganda in the classrooms and a malign influence on campuses. There's just no proof of that whatsoever. I think they just want to do something anti-Chinese.
That's a common theory. Professor Marshall Salins was one of the Confucius Institute's early academic opponents. His activism led his school, the University of Chicago, to close its institute in 2014.
The discourse about Confucius Institutes changed from a question of intellectual freedom to espionage, and this became a right-wing American cause.
And while Salins agrees that Confucius Institutes should close, he says closing at the behest of the U.S. government is problematic.
They're letting the American government interfere in the curriculum about what can be taught, which is exactly the same kind of totalitarian relationship of the state to the institutions that the Chinese have.
The spokesman of the Confucius Institute U.S. Center in D.C., the one that's been designated a foreign mission, says this is all a misunderstanding.
You know, people are throwing out these accusations, but a quick fact check shows that it's just not the case.
Eric Eging says he speaks from personal experience. He took classes at George Mason University's Confucius Institute in Virginia before graduating in 2018.
There have been programs that featured the Dalai Lama at universities that housed Confucius Institutes. At no point did the Confucius Institutes try to intercede or pressure them not to hold these events. There's been Confucius Institute events that cover topics like Tibet or other things that might seem critical to the Chinese government.
So Eging says students across the U.S. shouldn't be deprived of classes they wouldn't otherwise have access to.
It's just very tragic that this kind of misplaced frustrations are going after a language program instead of being applied to the areas that there are disagreements between our two countries.
Yiging says people need to be able to communicate with each other, regardless of their differences or disagreements. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy. From PRX.